All right, in theory, we are live.
Woohoo!
But not on Mixer like we have been. We're on Twitch tonight because somebody waited too long for renewing his stream key for Mixer. So he's got to wait another 24 hours.
Oh.
I blame society. Because
That's
it can't
fair.
Be my fault. Remember, if anything goes wrong, it definitely is never your fault because you are perfect. Oh, wait, never mind.
Accountability is for wussies.
And tonight I am joined by a bunch of awesome people, including but not limited to. We've got Ellie, Eric, Io, Jen, Millie, and Cindy. And Ellie, I have never been closer to being screwed up by the fact that you've changed your name for Halloween already. I know you're Ellie. I know you are Ellie, and I still keep wanting to say Ely because that's how you've spelled your name in Discord now.
But hey, that's appropriate for the current predicament we're in. Except, they're less Ely and more fishy.
Murder.
Current predicament? By what do you mean? What happened last week?
We all split up without discussing anything.
Excuse you. First of all, I can't talk. Second of all, I'm more productive. And third of all, I climbed a tree and blew a bunch of them up, so thank you.
Nothing ever happens wrong when people split up. You've never seen horror movies ever in your life.
Also, look, I kind of thought I'm the only one not currently captured by fish people.
I kind of thought at least a few of us would, like, follow somebody else?
Well, I tried.
It didn't happen.
Well, I tried to, though. I got bored.
Yeah. Well, Uncle went and saved the...
doing good things.
Yeah. Uncle went and saved the bartender, because she was the only one survived in the bar, and brought her and Peter out to Ulfgar, who was on the beach, so I tried to link up, but then the Murlocs attacked.
Eric went to go see if he could find his sister. Unfortunately, was unable to. Then headed back to where everybody else was at the time. But then they were all gone. Then he went into the beach. And unfortunately, he wouldn't be allowed to get on. He went back to where everybody else was. There are people around, or at least the Lord Commander's area. He went back there. Unfortunately, went away.
And a good time was had by all.
Da-da-da.
The players, all the players had a good time. The characters probably feel like they're in hell right now.
Not so much, yeah.
Yeah.
I had a great time.
So, here's what's going on at the start of this game. So, Mizir and Eric and Bryn, and I keep forgetting. This is a new character, so I haven't memorized all the names yet. And I remember having trouble pronouncing the name before. Cindy, what's your character's name again?
Fahim.
Fahim, thank you. I keep looking at that, thinking about how I am terrified about pronouncing any of my students' names wrong. And figuring out that there's five different ways I could pronounce that collection of letters. But never mind about that. So, everyone whose name I just said... Oh, and Unka. I forgot Unka.
Mm-hmm, right.
You all... wake up a little worse for wear, but you've had a long rest.
I'm guessing this is not the kind of long rest where I can change my list of prepared spells.
Possibly, but let's paint the setting, if you will. Now, you all know the classic cartoony fishbowl style where it's a big glass bowl that is more like a sphere with a little ridge around the top of it. Imagine one of those that's upside down and anchored to the bottom of the ocean.
So it's fun. The opposite of a fishbowl.
Yes, it's a human bowl.
Hey!
Okay, it might be a halfling bowl. Humanoid bowl.
You've got a whole mixture of people.
Yeah, landwalker bowl. Let's
put
it, okay. The creature bowl.
Surface dweller bowl. I don't
know. There you go. Yeah.
Air breather bowl. There's a wide variety of... It's an upside down bowl made of glass. You don't know how they got that much glass, but they did. And there's a good 3 or 4 inches of water that's in here. And there's various green plants and there's little bubbles that are coming up. And there's a bird chirping in the background.
It's just to add, feel.
Ambiance.
Now, there are cots spread throughout here, and you're not the only people that are in this bowl. This bowl is full of people, in fact. There's a small crowd of individuals. You just happen to be some of the ones who are waking up right about now. There's also what looks to be a small castle that's been constructed. It is not to scale. Really small children might play in it. There's a treasure chest that is open with a bunch of what look at first glance to be coins, but they're actually just little bits of scrap metal that are inside of it. They appear to have been painted gold. And this is the setting you found yourselves in.
Oh my god.
Well, punching my way out of the glass bowl is probably a bad idea, but that is on the table.
A gnome who has been walking around and tending to people who have acquired a variety of injuries looks over at you and says, "Yes, I would appreciate it if you did not break the only thing that's keeping the air in." And Eric, you immediately recognize that voice as...
Hurry! Oh, I'm glad you're okay.
Yes, such as it is. Have you seen your father?
I have not. I want to go find him. And unfortunately, I ended up...
Your brother or sister? Did you find them?
I did not as well.
She looks a lot less hopeful about her situation when you say that you haven't found any of your family.
I tried. I tried like crazy and it didn't work.
Well, there's still hope. I mean, this is not the only bowl that's down here. She points through the glass, and if you squint, you can see through the murk of the ocean depths that there are other bowls that are spread out throughout this area. The one closest to you seems to have a collection of those dog people in them. Some of them are pressed up against the glass closest to your bowl. And imagine, if you will, that particular scene from Lilo and Stitch, only not nearly as cute, because some of these things look like they're mostly mange.
True.
Yeah, they've been pressed up against that glass ever since you were brought in.
So how long have we been down here?
Well, I woke up about a half an hour ago. Apparently they didn't do a pretty good job of making sure we could breathe underwater. So everyone is half drowned when they get here.
Oh, no.
But so far, no actual drownings.
I feel so, like I half drowned. I'm so glad my spellbook's waterproof.
If you look over towards the opposite edge of the bowl, there's some more rapid bubbles, and about 5 fish people come up through a tunnel that was under the water. And each one is carrying another resident of the city, and they start setting them down in unoccupied cots. The empty cloak, which, Bryn, you just now realize was not on you when you woke up, has been going around also trying to help people. It immediately goes over and starts like doing chest compressions on one of the people who's brought in, and there's the little fountain of water that comes out of their mouth, almost like it's a cartoon.
Oh, I'm so proud of it. It's doing and so well.
There are other people who are also helping. Onka, give me a constitution saving throw.
Okay. 19. Constitution is plus 2.
A 19 is well high enough.
Okay.
So a Peter-shaped projectile tackle hugs you.
Oh, okay, well, Peter's here. Give him a hug. Pat him on the head.
Have you seen
Mutt? Stick close. I haven't yet, but he could be around here somewhere, I guess.
I haven't seen him or Sanctimonious.
I don't know. Maybe the fish people will be bringing them both in shortly. They seem to be bringing more people in, so.
Okay.
It might be okay. It might be. Just give it a little time.
Another fish person.
Don't worry.
not one of the ones. Oh dear. another fish person, not one of the ones who is bringing in captured humanoids. This one is wearing a much more elaborate looking outfit and is carrying a warhammer, a familiar looking warhammer. Not like he's wielding it, more like he's just holding it for somebody. Maybe he doesn't quite know what to do with it. It's possible. Warhammers don't work incredibly well underwater. But he comes up to the group of you and says, "Excuse me, do you know the owner of this warhammer?"
"Possibly." I look around to see if I can see Ulfgar in here. I think it's his. But I don't say that out loud.
"Do you mean that in a good way or in a you'd like to use it to crack their skull open way?"
"Oh no, we preserve the cycle of life. We do not try to interfere too much."
All right, but so where... do I...
Sorry, go on.
Do I see Ulfgar anywhere in this?
You do not.
I don't, okay.
Now, granted, most of the people here are humans, and Ulfgar is a dwarf. So,
right.
If he raised an arm to wave, you still might not see it.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Yeah. I think the hammer belongs to a friend of mine, but I don't see him right now. I can hold on to it until he returns, if you like.
That might be useful. Oh, but where are my manners? I should introduce myself. I am interpreter.
It's nice to meet you. I'm Onka.
I'm Bren.
I'm Fahim.
I'm Eric Perez, son of Perez Perez. Where's my father?
Quite possibly in one of our domes. We were trying to save as many as possible from the volcano.
Oh, I see that now.
That,
if you would have been able to tell us that, I probably wouldn't have tried to attack.
Actually, that makes a lot of sense.
We did send envoys to warn you, but they were killed shortly after approaching.
Well, if they wouldn't leave in a peaceful manner, I guess I can't really blame you for doing what you did.
You need to take me to Perez Perez right now.
You must understand.
Not everyone I know is quite as diplomatic.
You must understand, friend Eric, the rescue operation, such as it was quite chaotic. Right now, we are still trying to organize everyone who was saved, reunite families and friends who were separated. Additional missions will be sent to the surface to see if more personal belongings can be returned to you. Normally, we do not interfere to this degree, but we feared that your entire species would be wiped out by this destruction. We saw no other way. It is environmental conservation.
Eric kind of puts his hands over his face and he starts kind of sorrowfully looks at his hands and goes, "I couldn't save Lily."
"A loved one?"
My sister.
"We will make a note of it and see if she is in one of the other domes. One of our top priorities is to allow friends and family to be with each other down here until it is safe to once again go to the surface. We are doing our best to acquire foodstuffs for you. Not everything that we ingest is perhaps safe for land dwellers. Oh, look, here comes a meal for you now." And at this point, a couple more of these fish people come in and plop a very bedraggled, soaked, and looking like she's had a very bad day, Paige, in the several inches of water, unceremoniously. Paige, you are still unconscious.
That's not a meal. That's a friend.
Yeah.
Oh, terribly sorry. From our observations, we knew that you occasionally partook in avian species. We thought this was just simply a larger one that would serve multiple peoples. We did not know you had a taboo against eating friends.
Oh, yes. No, we don't need our friends. No. Mm-mm. Is she okay?
Well, that would require a medicine check.
Okay, let's try that. I've got an 8, and medicine is a +6.
Okay. Well, without the +6, you wouldn't be quite sure she was breathing.
Okay.
But with the +6, you can tell that she is breathing. Just not very well.
Okay, so I'm going to get up and I'm going to go over to Paige and carefully take her from the Murlocs and see if I can help heal her as I walk away.
They dropped her in a heap. They dropped her. Back out.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so then I can just kind of like try to see if she's okay, and I don't know.
She's not.
What do I have
she's
that I can
not. Well, so here's what happened. Not that the players would know, but not that the characters would know, but so the players know. Remember, she fell out of a tree, trampled by Murlocs, and then was carried without any care for whether or not she was able to breathe because they assumed she was already dead, and also food to this dome much later than the rest of you were brought here.
Oh, no. Okay, so
she's had quite of a day.
Yeah,
she was also
speak to your manager.
Yeah, she was also very far away from the city, so they didn't think so much about whether or not she would be someone from the city.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yes.
I was running towards the Kino.
Yeah.
Why haven't I run sending? We need to research that somehow.
Okay.
Not right now, obviously.
Let's see. What can I do?
Well, whatever you do,
let's try cure
quickly.
Wounds.
All right.
Let's try cure wounds. Let's see if that'll work. I'm going to cast it as a third level spell. And let's see. What do I roll? A creature you touch regains a number of hit points equal to 1d8 plus your spell casting ability modifier. This thing says 3d8 plus 3 hit points.
Okay. Now, I have already ruled that you were all waking up having survived a long rest.
Yes.
Survived a long rest is not a phrasing that I've used before, but
in this case, it's accurate.
So how I'm going to RP this, you're not going to have to roll for this. We're just going to assume that this tops off Paige's tanks, so to speak.
Okay.
Paige, you are suddenly very much awake with lungs full of water and a half-orc standing over you. What would you like to do?
Oh, no.
Yes, I would be terrified in that moment, too. Paige, you there?
Do we lose her?
My browser decided to completely not respond, so I haven't heard anything for the last moment or two.
Oh, no. Okay, Uncle tried to heal you.
Yes, and it worked.
And succeeded.
Yes. You are suddenly awake.
I'm
hearing myself come back.
Now I'm on my phone.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay. Okay, whatever works.
You are awake. There's a half-orc standing right over you, and your lungs are full of water. What would you like to do?
Squawk.
Onka?
Yes.
Things are already very damp in here, because you're at the bottom of the ocean, and there's several inches of water on the ground.
Yes.
But your friend, the bird person, has just thrown up seawater in your face. And a sort of half-gargled accompanies it.
Well, she's alive.
Yeah, I mean, thank goodness for at least small mercies.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get the band back together.
Right, yeah. So I'm going to,
when's the Aretha Franklin song?
I get that reference. So I'm going to kind of point towards where our group is hanging out and see if Paige will come with.
I look around at the dome I'm now in, and then I look at the fish people and I go, and I just kind of make obvious signs of distress.
Okay, I'm going to go over to you, between you and the fish people, and kind of point towards where we're want you to go with the rest
of us. And I see the bumbling gang, and I just kind of, and I get up.
Okay.
And I follow.
It's a fair cop.
I really wanted to explore.
Not yet.
You can explore under the sea.
Yeah, Okay, you know what?
Cue the lobster music.
I'll have an octopus familiar go out and do some exploring.
By the way, I've just linked a picture in Discord chat of interpreter. La, 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 la.
I can't wait to see it.
Only instead of the iconography that's on top of this guy's staff, you see a Tarrasque on top of his staff.
Oh. I don't like that. I'm kind
for
of staring at
that. Didn't
I'm
actually
kind of staring at that Tarrasque. I'm kind of
that didn't make the connection the other day. That's why the player lapsed into a string of oh no's at the statuette.
My computer completely froze.
Oh no.
Force close. So anyway.
Sorry, I'm laughing at the chat. Little images.
Yes, the Tarrasque does not have a blimp attached to it on top of the staff, unfortunately. It is also not wearing scuba gear, which would be just as funny.
I feel like that is a complete mistake on their part. But yeah, so what were we doing? I'm following you guys back to your group.
Yep. And we were mostly just sitting there trying to figure out what we're doing.
So by the way, so this bowl, is it just air? Like, can we pass through it? How are they getting in and out?
Tunnel.
There's apparently a tunnel just a little bit under the water that they swim down over and up through.
Okay.
So that way they don't have to worry about, opening a door and letting all the air out.
That does make sense. That's what I was concerned about. Since we're just sitting around, I do take some time to summon up an octopus.
Okay.
Excellent.
I think he'd be useful.
That is the image I was looking for. Thank you, Cindy. Thank you. For finding that before I could, I'm giving you inspiration.
Yay.
I award all the correct behaviors, including making me laugh and finding funny images.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yep.
Forget role-playing and playing the game well. No. Make me laugh and find funny images.
The app does let me talk while I'm looking at the images, so I'm very glad.
Okay, the image has to have something to do with the game we're playing, though. Sorry, Ellie.
Although that is a funny image.
Otherwise, I will just be sending spamming random things.
That's closer.
That's pretty close, yeah.
That's closer. All right. So, and at this point, they leave you to do whatever. So, Bryn, if you
find
do
a
want
better
to go
option
through,
for food,
they say they'll come back with something. But Bryn, if you want to swap out your prepared spells, you do have your spell book, so you can do that. It is a little damp, but prestidigitation is a thing.
And I have an endurance spell book, so it's waterproof.
There we go.
Really flicking my wings every once in a while, getting the rest of the water off.
There is a particular kobold cleric that would like that kind of spell book, just so you know, Bryn.
Yep. Christmas will be soon.
All right. Fine. I need to know if I'm going to know what I need. Sorry. Out of character, I'm going to look something up. In character, Bryn is muttering to herself as she prepares spells.
Okay. So, about half an hour later, as the spell preparing and the summoning are still continuing, some fish people return and they have some baskets that have a variety of, shall we say, not yet prepared sushi.
Oh, okay.
And they put them down and look at everyone in here and then look back at the sushi, then look at everyone in here, and they kind of just do a shrug. Like, I guess they can eat this?
It's okay, I can cook.
And then they head back out.
We can use my snake to make the sushi rolls perfect.
I just had that image in my head, and oh my gosh, it's not going to get out. Sushi being wrapped up around a danger noodle.
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
Then he just kind of rolls. You roll him out, and the sushi gets rolled out. It's great. Cooking with familiars.
Only you didn't prepare your familiar first, so the sushi sticks to the snake. And it's just sort of like slither away.
I can just throw my staff down and then pick the staff back up. I have two familiars.
Oh yeah, that's right. Because the staff isn't really a familiar. It's just a snake you control because it's a magic item.
Yes.
Well, not mechanics wise, but we're not going to rules lawyer right now. No. I do like rule of cool.
I'm having way too much fun.
Yes. But don't worry. Things will change.
In battle, he'll act like he's supposed to, but let me have my fun.
Oh, people who brought food.
I can talk to them.
You would know how to.
Not really, but I can at least make noises at them.
Okay, so, Bryn, you're yelling out to the people who just brought the food?
Yes.
Okay, they turn towards you and say, oh.
I make that noise back.
La, la, la.
I would be able to understand you, but I don't know if you could understand me.
La, la, la.
Wave your hands above your head if you know what I'm saying.
La, la, la.
You don't know what I'm saying.
La, 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 la. One of them taps the other one on the shoulder and says, la, 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 and they both nod to each other and they swim away.
I just start repeating that hello. I'm gonna guess a blah, blah, blah. I'm trying to learn things. I'm trying to learn things.
Yep.
I'm okay with this.
Nothing else to do.
Okay. So I will say right around the time that Bryn's spell preparations, which whether or not Io has finished said preparations of switching things. Bryn has finished in game wise. So we'll just retcon things if you have to cast something real quick. And we now have a shiny, new, slightly more tentacled familiar.
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
Octopus.
Yes. So now that we have those things going on, the interpreter returns and says,
oh, thank goodness, I have a question for you.
Yes, I was told... I'm doing the wrong voice. Yes, I was told that you had something urgent to say, but unfortunately, I am one of the few remaining of our people who have learned to speak your language exactly.
Well, how far away would you say we are from the mainland?
Oh, no more than a few miles.
Oh, drat. I guess I can't do that then.
Pardon me, but why is your bird friend over here repeatedly asking if I have a head injury?
She often repeats sounds she hears, so I guess that must be what your friends were saying before they left.
You've never seen a fish person sigh dejectedly before. But if that was on your bucket list, you can cross it off now.
Check.
I am looking things up. Hold on.
I'm trying to reopen all my apps on my computer.
Understood.
Mm-hmm. So, what was it that needed discussion?
Well...
I'm sorry, the request about a head injury left me somewhat distracted.
My octopus waves a tentacle and, like, kind of does the hi.
It waves back before it realizes it's waving at a small octopus.
I cover my beak with my wing.
My familiar is still on the mainland with an object important to me.
Well, we are still trying to send teams to the surface, although it has become much harder to see. There is an extremely large amount of ash that has fallen, and attempts to get into the larger structure in the center of your city have all failed. The very large surface dwellers are very skilled at repelling all attempts to enter.
I raise my wing. And then I point at Orc Lady.
Unka, yeah.
Unka. And I point at her muscles.
Unka's trying to figure out what that means.
I'm trying to hint maybe we should help get into the building so we can leave.
Roll an insight check to see if you can discern that.
Okay.
That's for Unka to roll.
Oh, I've rolled a 3, and insight is +3, so I'm confused.
Okay, so what...
Can I do a charisma check?
No, that wouldn't be a charisma check, unfortunately. So, Unka, with your roll of what's effectively a 6, you're fairly certain that Paige just asked if you're armed. Which...
I hold up Ulfgar's battle axe and shrug. Warhammer, yeah, and shrug.
I give a nice whistle, like, you know, like, yeah. But then I also, like, kind of look to the side eye a little bit and, you know, like, just kind of look around and, like, oh, man, did any of you guys say the word us today?
The interpreter has said the word we repeatedly.
We.
I think it surface. Has to go to the bathroom.
We. Surface. Building. I'm trying.
Eric, what was surface around your building? The building you were trying to get into big? I mean, that's what the interpreter said, so...
Yes, the very large building. So unlike the smaller ones that catch fire quite rapidly when exposed to lava and hot ash, this one is still standing and doing a remarkable job doing so. The inhabitants might not even need rescuing from the volcano.
So, little backstory, the Lord Command... the High Matriarch is in... is they've kind of behind the scenes made sure that this particular structure is volcano lava proof, so it has some materials it's built with that can withstand lava and will not burn down at all. It's rather insulated, let's put it that way.
It's effectively a fortress,
pretty much.
Yes,
it might be a good idea to tell the fish people that so they stop dying trying to kidnap people outside of the fortress.
I'll go ahead and give the fish person that information. Mind you, specifically,
do you specifically say so you stop dying?
No. But you know, trying to get it. We want to see if we can get. We want to see if we can get a message and so we can tell them where we are and what's going on inside there. Unfortunately, I couldn't get in there to tell them what we need and what we have, and we actually can be safe, and we have little areas under the underground that will allow us to survive for longer periods of time.
It might not be wise to send this message. The dead things would definitely approach in an attempt to break the glass.
The dead things?
Yes. The
golems.
Flesh golems.
So that is the word that is used to describe them. Yes. We encountered the dead things several months ago. We did not think much of it. They did not outwardly attack us unless we attempted to interfere with their digging operation.
Did you say digging operation?
Yes.
Where were they digging from?
The interpreter looks over to Unka and says,
"Is he having difficulty hearing? Should I speak louder?"
No, this is quite normal for him. Just keep going.
Yes.
well, the digging operation. They apparently wished to make tunnels into the base of the volcano underwater. We did not quite understand why. We figured it was just part of their life cycle, or death cycle, or we are not familiar with these matters. We don't encounter many dead things down here.
That is Eric odd. Looks,
Eric looks and as he talks to himself, he's like, "What is she doing?" Did you just snort?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It sounds like we need to get back up to the surface anyway. Can you escort us up in a way that won't kill us?
You say that and I throw my wings up in the air like, finally!
Yes, it's kind of urgent. The thing I left with my familiar, Rin sort of looks back at the rest of the party and makes sort of embarrassed shrug gesture.
The DM is loving every second of this, by the way.
Remember the circus incident?
Anka's giving you a look like, what have you done exactly? But she's not saying that.
I'm looking in excitement.
Remember what I removed from the circus? Chip has that.
Oh, that could be interesting.
What is Arlok doing? He should know that they're not... Oh, he's angry right now. If you guys remember back and forth, Arlok Headhunter is the one that controls all the creeps, the hounds, and the freaks. And he's trying to figure out. He's trying to figure out why this stuff is going on, whether the DM or not is out of game. Whether the DM not is going to be, pointing to that. It's just that's what Eric's thinking right now.
Mm.
The DM is aware of the thoughts that Eric would be acquiring with this information.
Paige is very, very interested in knowing what this object is.
The DM is very interested in seeing what happens if Paige ever gets her feathers on this object.
Mm-hmm.
Look, it's,
I'm not, like, being way too nosy, but just know that I'm like, ooh.
Okay, I, the player, know what it is, but Fahim's probably just going to assume you got sentimental attachment to some cheap circus souvenir.
It's a locket.
Fahim, give me an insight check. Okay, well, yeah, it's probably just something of sentimental value. That's what 12 gets you. All right, So the interpreter looks around and says, "Well, I suppose I could show you how to get to the surface. There is a tunnel that we'd be able to use as a shortcut to get around a certain ridge. I suppose I should enable you to breathe underwater."
I am jumping for this.
Excellent. That makes everything a lot easier.
Okay, so the interpreter reaches down, and I said there was, like, plant growth in the few inches?
Underwater.
That was giving off bubbles?
Mm-hmm.
He picks off a sprig of that and holds it up to Onka, who he has just decided mm-hmm. that Onka's the leader for some reason.
Oh, my goodness, okay.
Well,
it
was either Onka or Eric, but Eric keeps asking the interpreter to repeat himself, so he's assuming it's Onka.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Crow's neck isn't the bird.
No, he's not going to assume the thing he thought was food is the leader of the party. Even if he right. were, he would not make that connection.
Yeah, okay.
Breathe underwater. Underwater.
So he holds the sprig up to you and says, "This particular plant growth can allow you to breathe underwater for some period of time. There are a few side effects, but it is quite useful. We never intended to imprison you here. Your method of escape has always been available if you needed to leave. But I am happy to guide you towards the surface."
While that conversation's happening, I've already grabbed another sprig and ate it.
Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna ask the interpreter, do you happen to know if, like, how do we use this? Do we hold it or do we wear it? How does this work?
I recommend chewing and then swallowing. Doing the opposite of that does not tend to work very well.
Okay, so do you happen to know if it's poisonous?
It could
to
also
our kind?
Be used as a suppository. I would not recommend this.
Well, either way, I need to know if it's poisonous.
Let me take a look at it.
We have not seen any surface dwellers die from partaking in it, if that is what you ask.
That's a vote of confidence in my book.
May I roll an arcana check to see if this is an alchemical thing I recognize?
I would say no, because this would be more of a medicine check.
Maybe I'll do a medicine check and see if I can help
I think Fahim's eaten a bit too. As soon as they confirmed you're supposed to eat it, she's like, these guys seem trustworthy.
Okay. 10. I've got an 18 and medicine is a +6. Can I tell if this is poisonous to our group or anyone in our group?
Well, while you were talking, Paige ate about 2 handfuls.
And
so it's not poisonous to her.
And she doesn't seem any she doesn't seem any weirder than she did before.
I gotta get to my family. There's no need to be checking on this. Let me go ahead and eat some.
To resolve the roles, Bryn.
I'm waving at Orc. That's what all my character knows the name of.
Orc. Okay.
To follow me because I feel like I'll need some muscle.
Well, hold on a minute. Hold on. Wait.
Come on. The two of us will take on the world.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to eat some of that, but my concern is I don't know what it'll do to Peter since he's a child.
Whatever.
Should we really be bringing Peter?
I don't think he's going to want to be left behind.
So here's the sensation of eating it, by the way. And first of all, resolve the rolls. With a 10, Bryn, you've never seen this thing before. So you don't really know how to assess its capabilities. You don't see anything that says it's poisonous. You don't see anything that says it's not, other than the fact that the bird person, like I've stated, is still breathing.
Mm-hmm. Going to town.
currently breathing air, not water, but still. Onka, mm-hmm. with your higher roll, it seems logical that something in here would be keeping the air in here fresh, because there's a lot of people in here. And asphyxiation is a thing that occurs.
Right.
And so these plants are probably what's giving off the bubbles. And then you said you did take a bite and you're eating mm-hmm. it. Imagine, if you will, that you ate an Alka-Seltzer tablet.
Fizzy!
Well, she's an orc and she has lived with orcs, so she's probably like, okay, that's not that bad after all.
Well, orcs don't tend to have Alka-Seltzer or sodas.
No, but they have, I don't know what she would have been eating over there. It's like, this I can tolerate. Okay.
Your stomach feels like you ate a packet of Mentos and then downed a glass of Diet Coke.
Okay, so in that
my
case,
my stomach feels like it's flying and I feel amazing.
Paige has never felt so free.
Yeah. All right, so I'm making a face at this and I'm wondering if this is going to hurt Peter.
Peter has already eaten 2 sticks of it and he's belching like crazy.
Okay. He likes it.
He has gone through the entire alphabet in 2 languages.
I don't think...
I'm impressed he knows 2 languages. All right.
I don't think we should take the child up to the place that's all volcano-y.
You're going to leave me with the fish people?
Only until the volcano's done.
We're coming back. This is just a small trip. If you are here,
it as leaving you here with the fish people, think of it as us not taking you to the lava.
Plus, if they find Mutt, then you're right here, and Mutt will be happy to see you.
And you have a dwarf with you.
Is Mutt? Well, we don't know for sure about that.
Yes, he's a dog.
Yes, there's a dog that is part of our family.
Ah, and dogs are also friends and therefore not food.
Oh no! No!
I will make a note of this and tell
this one is a rather small dog.
Ah, very not quirky. A lot of meat on those bones then anyway.
Well, that's one way of looking at it. But if you could find this little small dog, probably has a collar. Peter will recognize it instantly.
I feel offended for the dog.
Oh.
As a fellow animal,
I'm not sure if it has a collar. I thought maybe,
Peter is trying to cast prestidigitation while burping. I'm gonna roll an arcana check to see if he can. That is,
I just want to say for the record that my prediction is that we're gonna come back and there are gonna be 24 non-mutt dogs in the,
in the diner bag. Every dog in the tri-state area.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
Big
well,
ones,
either way,
small
it looks
ones.
Like it looks like Peter's entertaining himself. Yeah, I think Peter's entertaining himself with the effects of this plant. So I think he's going to be okay. I'm looking around to see if I can see Ulfgar in here at all, hoping maybe he can hang out here.
Give me a perception check.
I've rolled a 3. Apparently, I'm very, you know, not at ease with the effects of this plant. And I'm like, just
well, what you mostly notice is, well, you're looking for someone Ulfgar height.
Mm-hmm.
So what you do find is several other children that are in this dome have picked up on the eat the plant, belch burping. Like crazy thing.
Okay.
There are several parents who are not as thrilled about this as the children are.
Okay, so Peter will at least have friends and maybe some of the parents will sort of keep an eye out. I think he's safe here.
Now remember to behave with the sitter.
Yeah.
All of them.
All of them.
And
okay.
They do have fish privileges. So they can help themselves to any of the fish that are in here. Not the fish people. That's different.
Right, right.
You put that all down.
Okay. I think he's going to be okay.
Famous last words in this campaign, but okay.
I mean,
with that, the
there's
interpreter,
a lot of parents here, so
yes, and more are coming in because the interpreter seems to have been telling the truth. They are doing their best to try to reunite people who were separated. So there's some kids that are escorted out. There's some parents that are brought in. Every now and then, you see a tearful hug that takes place.
Okay,
but the interpreter motions for you
to head in and out of the water.
Sorry?
I'm still sticking my head in and out of the water.
Okay.
Touching it.
I'm having fun.
It seems to work.
Yeah,
science finally eats some of the stuff.
Okay. The interpreter motions for you to follow and heads out. Anyone who chooses to follow may. If you would rather just stick around and enter a belching contest.
Do not tempt you with a good time.
While I have not prepared for this, I could improvise some rules on the fly, and we could do some rolls for it.
Now, would that be a strength or a dexterity test?
Monsieur?
No, it's charisma.
I have a great idea. Let's split the party again.
Oh no!
Who's going to stay behind for belching?
Peter. Peter is staying behind.
Yeah, Peter's taking the L for the team.
The empty cloak holds. The empty cloak holds a sprig of this plant up to its hood and just drops it down, and it falls out the bottom.
Actually, so maybe you should keep an eye on Peter.
It looks at you for a moment and then gives a salute and then goes over. And Peter is now one small boy in a trench coat.
Thank you. Okay, I'll be back soon, I promise.
But he's 3 feet taller and loving every moment of it. 3 feet in the air, belching like crazy. All he needs is his dog,
yeah.
And he will be incredibly happy.
Oh, man, we have made him the leader of the children.
All
the right. DM will remember this.
At least he doesn't have the jump.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So should we take a 5 and then regroup on the surface?
It's going to take you a while to actually get to the surface, but we can take a 5-minute break. We have been recording for about an hour.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to press some buttons. And we're back.
Woo-hoo.
And
swim, 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 swim.
And there are unfortunately way fewer astromechs involved in this scenario than some would like. If I may reference our break conversation. Okay, so the interpreter is leading you through the water, through the bottom of the ocean. It's sort of a half walk, half swim that you're doing. But
I'm
not
purposely trying to swim so that way I can feel like I'm flying in the water.
Okay. some of you, it occurs to you what effects you would acquire if you had, in fact, taken the suppository route. And the DM is a bit disappointed that he thought of this, and yet he decided to share it anyway. But yes, it's you're half walking, half swimming, except for the burb, which is flying.
Flying swimming. Yes.
So far as any of you are concerned.
Mm-hmm.
There's a brief musical number that takes place where a bunch of manta rays like fly in formation next to Paige, and they all like.
My octopus is playing the sea drums, because I have my octopus with me. Playing timps.
There we go. But then that ends when you all realize that none of the denizens of this ocean have any musical talent whatsoever, or at the very least, their sense of aesthetics is alien to the rest of you. Also, their sense of rhythm is alien to anyone you've ever met.
Oh, no.
I am just so enamored.
And at the end of the musical number, which unfortunately was copyrighted by Disney, so we once again cannot include it, sadly, something about being under the water.
We'll do my parody version instead.
Yes. You get to a cave entrance, and the interpreter motions towards it and says something, but it mostly comes out as because whether or not it's speaking in your language, you're all underwater, and breathing and speaking are two different things entirely.
Hmm. Okay. We don't know what.
And then the interpreter goes into the cave.
Oh. I follow.
I follow.
Yep.
I will follow as well.
I'm waiting for one person to say, I stay behind. And then I get to say, okay, you drown. the cave angles upward very steeply to the point where there's actually something like a ladder that's carved into the rock. And you are very quickly, as you climb up this stone ladder, breathing air again.
Good. Prestidigitation.
I'm sad.
The humidity in here is such that prestidigitation is just a momentary reprieve. And I'm sorry. Paige is sad, I'm assuming, because Paige is no longer flying.
Yeah, that's why I'm sad.
Okay, so
my entire goal is to figure out how to fly again, and I lost it.
There is a temporarily dry and possibly much longer duration sad burb.
I just keep humming the Christmas time is here and to myself.
Okay. My apologies for taking a less than direct route, but the herb that you ingested does have a temporary usage, so it would probably have worn off if we had attempted to go straight to the surface. There are more of that root that grow in this cave. We will be able to procure some, but we might as well take a slightly dry route. I feel like that would be more appreciative of you.
Yes, that would be good. Well, not all of us, apparently, but yeah.
Also, you know, ladders and wet wings.
Oh, no. You could try just hopping up there, because I could see a bird trying to do that.
The octopus is very useful. Sticking to me, sticking to the ladder, we're all good.
Okay, so I had to look for a bird ladder gif, and I'm finding a lot of ladder gifs, but no birds on them.
Well, yeah, why would they use ladders?
Why would dogs use ladders? This is what I found.
That's true. Only if they're good rescue dogs.
That is a good dog. But they're all good dogs. Never mind. Okay, so as you are traveling through this cave and either ignoring or being distracted by the angry bird sounds, possibly both, possibly neither. It's your characters. I'm not going to tell you how you react. as you're going through this cave, you notice that a significant portion of it has designs carved into it.
Okay, so two things. One, sometimes I let the octopus just hold me so I can pretend I'm flying. That calms me down. Second of all, I think carvings are really cool, so I'm gonna try and figure out what they are, unless you were just about to tell me anyway.
Okay. Well, your octopus would feel right at home looking at these first few carvings because they are of a landscape filled with tentacled monstrosities.
Oh, I love this painting.
Imagine, if you will, all of Lovecraft's worst nightmares. That's what you're looking at.
That's my God.
Only not the worst nightmares that were all about him being a horrible racist. The worst nightmares about, you know, tentacled monstrosities.
That's my God. Like, actually.
Well, those are certainly interesting.
I'm really happy now. Like, my whining is done. I am, like, excitement chirping.
Is the interpreter still here? I'm going to ask him.
Oh, yeah, he's leading you.
Yeah. What can you tell us about this carving?
Oh,
these God, that carvings, is my worst nightmares.
These carvings are our history as a species on this planet and others. We have carved them throughout the oceans of this world so that we will never forget where we came from.
I wonder why my kind hasn't seen you before.
We tend to keep to ourselves. We do not usually prefer to interfere. I have already explained why we took the path we did just this one time. In any case, as you
I sigh at the fact that he's repeating himself.
But as you can see from this imagery, there was a time long, long ago when the world was a terrifying place. Ancient beings from the black spaces between the stars, whatever those are, and the Illithid, our former masters, vied for dominance. The Illithid brought us here through trickery and regretted it within two generations.
Interesting.
Yes.
I'm just kind of petting the wall carvings.
The interpreter does not seem to notice.
That's fine.
Fahim probably notices and thinks it's weird, but she's very much live and let live, so she can shrug it off.
You've already learned to not question me.
Apparently, our species, in whatever body of water it claims as its home, reproduces spontaneously. Our young appear microscopically and then grow to adult size over a period of many years, whether or not there is any interaction on our part. Within a few generations, we were far too numerous for the Illithid to dominate us, and we were apparently far too annoying for them to tolerate.
So also, where did they go?
When they found that our brains were also not incredibly palatable, they left.
Interesting.
Our story
Your
continues.
People are more fascinating than I realized at first. It's good to know these things.
Okay, he continues to lead you on through the caves, and you see the carvings change. There's a lot of nightmare scenes for a good portion of this cave, maybe for the first 20 minutes of you walking in silence or chirps of awe or you know, whatever. the burbs disposition has greatly improved No longer thinking of flying. Temporarily.
Only thinking of my lord.
And the next few caves start to show additional things. Fewer tentacles. Still some of those. As time went on, the primordials appeared, and they were quite formidable. They gave the elder gods some difficulty, and war raged for quite some time. It was traumatic for this world and others. Fortunately, we had a solution. And then he goes on into the next part of the cave, and you see what appears to be an impossibly large number of fish people. Well, maybe not that impossibly large. You did see a wave of them overtake an entire city.
Right.
But they are all in some type of formation and bowing down to a very familiar likeness of the Tarrasque. Our wisdom, in the ancient days, we did the impossible. We created a savior for ourselves.
I kind of stopped because I don't like where this is going.
Through our belief, it was made manifest, and our savior, the merciful and powerful Tarrasque, managed to defeat the primordials and the elder gods and drive them from this world.
I make a honking noise and then make myself quiet.
In the next cave, there, it looks like everything's just smashed. It's carved to look like it's smashed, but it all looks like incredibly ruinous. In a parting shot, most of this world was destroyed. Fortunately, a few of us remained and were able to teach the next generation. And not just us. And in one last, well, not one last, but in the next cave over, you see an image of a dwarf holding a Tarrasque sculpture in his hands and handing it to a collection of fish people in front of him. And now you may realize why I was looking for your friend, the one who returned our image of the Tarrasque, that we may worship it anew and hopefully help it return to this world.
Is there something it needs to return to this world to do?
Only our belief. We are its creators. We serve it. And through serving it, we create it again.
I'm glaring, but, like, not trying to call attention to myself. Like,
I don't know that that's possible.
The thing is that, like, I'm purposely being quiet and standing off and being like, no.
You're probably not the only one with that expression.
Mm-hmm. Well, he just said that he destroyed my god.
Technically, they created their god, who happens to be a CR30 monster that took on your god and a bunch of primordials and had to be put down by destroying the world.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Yeah, since the Tarrasque is basically D&D's version of Godzilla, most people aren't fans.
Well,
there's an army of fish people who are in the fan club, however.
Yeah.
Wow. We left a child in their group.
They're not hurting us, though.
You're going to come back and find Peter wearing a I Love the Tarrasque t-shirt. He's going to have a hat that's shaped like a Tarrasque head.
Look at my boy! They changed my dog's shape into a Tarrasque.
Oh, no.
His name's now Terry. But yeah, I'm just not as much of a fan of the fish people as I was. They let me fly underwater, but
All right, am I back?
You're back.
Yes. Yep.
All right.
Okay.
My Discord was lagging, and it had stopped lighting my green ring up when I was talking.
So. Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
We were hearing you type everything, though.
Right.
Yes.
I don't think I was hearing it, but it might. Well, I have an air conditioner on, so maybe that's masking it. Yeah.
Unfortunately, we do not know the next part of the story. Your friend, the dwarf, did return a Tarrasque sculpture to us. We believe we saved him. We just do not know where we've placed him at the moment. A bit of mistake on our part.
Indexing.
There seems to be some file corruption.
Just nodding her head, thinking this was the thing this is the thing he batted into the ocean. It's that awful little thing, but she's not saying anything.
Yeah. Right into an oncoming swarm of fish people who worship it as a god.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm just like, I'm also just like, so we need to hurry up, get to that volcano and kick something's butt, don't we?
We are quite interested in finding him again. Our best interpretation is that he will be needed soon to stop a terrible threat, or at least be part of the stopping.
Doom.
Ah, yes, so you've heard of the Doom.
Yes, we have. My. There was this book.
He just looks at you like you've made up a word.
Oh.
we'll have to show it to you when we get to the surface. Okay. Do you still have my book?
Yes.
I'm quietly saying swears in primordial that I learned from my imp summon. I speak primordial. Well, understand it. I don't speak anything.
Good point. Yeah. All right.
Friend bird, such language in polite company.
I look up because usually people don't speak primordial.
Right, he doesn't speak primordial either. It's just that those words happen to mean something in fish people.
Oh, shared linguistical. Gotcha.
No, total coincidence.
Oh, I thought they learned those swears when they were defeating each other back a few generations ago.
Oh no! A matter of fact, all these images are entirely pictures. Give me an insight check.
Me.
Go ahead.
Okay. This is the. R/ Okay.
I got an 8, so I don't know nothing.
/R
I'll try.
You think they did a good job of carving pictures?
I've rolled a 1.
Investigation or insight?
Insight.
So yeah, I have rolled a 1, so I presume I am too freaked out about the doom figure we shot into the ocean.
Okay.
And the repercussions thereof.
Oh,
I have an actual decent insight bonus, but I not want it.
Oh, no.
So the highest roll is from the person who cannot speak.
Who can't speak.
That was also already the most about this.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what you realize is none of these images that were carved, you've been told, so that the fish people would remember, have any sign of language anywhere on them. There are no letters. There's no alphabets. They're not even technically pictograms. They are 100% pictures.
Mm-hmm. So it's all oral history.
Quite possibly. You would know more if you'd rolled 1 point higher.
Can I use my inspiration?
Anyone who has inspiration may certainly roll with inspiration.
Okay, I'm going to do it since I probably get it again. I make you laugh enough.
You see, this is why I appreciate Millie joining our group. She realizes. Also, that's a 4 from a nat 1.
That's not going to work. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nope.
Take the 11.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to try inspiration too because I've had that for a few sessions.
Oh, yeah, 21.
Yeah, okay. You're great.
Okay.
Okay, so Fahim, I think it's Fahim, and Eric. Okay, everyone's rolling these days. All right, Bryn got a 13, so not quite as high. Bryn also realizes that this is a total pictorial history, not a pictogram or even alphabetical history.
I'm poking the pictures with my feathers and trying to look at them.
Okay,
because I'm a scientist.
All right, this is why I really wanted page to roll very well, because I'd be able to say, because of the studying you've done, you realize certain things.
Yeah.
However, this will also work for Eric, because he's from a land that is surrounded by ocean. So some things would kick it in place for him that other people wouldn't necessarily think of first. I can't think of the immediate reason why Fahim would realize this, but Fahim realizes this also with a 21. Fahim realizes all the things and is very unnerved. You think I'm joking, but let me tell you what you realize. So here's the thing. Those of you who spent enough time in the ocean might realize that certain species reproduce by just spawning, where they release whatever into the ocean. The magic happens, and then you've got plankton going around that grows up. So it's quite possible that that's how these fish people reproduce, which would explain how they can reproduce in such very large numbers. You may have breathed in a few of their children on the way here.
Oh.
Ew.
We're inside of a barrel of monkeys.
But right now, only Eric and Fahim have realized that little bit of insight.
Didn't he already, like, say that to us, though? He
said that they just appear in the ocean.
Well, I mean, I would have assumed that. But I actually know about fish.
Yeah, I was going to say, I, the player, would assume that.
Yeah.
The character would think, wow, magically generated creatures. Neat.
Yeah.
And true. Ellie, the player, happens to have a fixation on weird fish.
Yes.
So,
Maybe the player used to work in an aquarium.
I may have tailored parts of this adventure towards the likes and dislikes of certain people in this campaign.
Yeah.
Weird fish people. Just saying. It's a thing.
Yep.
So wait, are we saying the Tarrasque is a weird fish?
Well, the Tarrasque possibly. The Tarrasque was definitely created by weird fish, according to them. Although players in the Kobold campaign might have noticed some differences in this story and the other story that you told.
Mm-hmm. Your Tarrasque was my Tarrasque.
Always keep in mind the narrator.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are not always trustworthy and not always well-informed.
Right.
But the other thing to realize is, if in fact there was some type of catastrophe that destroyed all of the adult fish people, their young, who would still be plankton at the time, might live long enough to grow up, might live long enough to find these and then interpret them.
Did they say that happened 3 generations ago?
I'm sorry?
Didn't the interpreter say this happened like 3 generations ago or something?
Specifically, he said that the Illithid left after a couple generations.
Okay.
Yeah, the fish people were far too annoying.
I heard that.
The fish people were far too annoying, and their brains didn't taste good.
Well, it's because they weren't super smart Kenku. What up?
Are Fahim and Eric sharing this with the rest of the party?
I would not.
This is why we're friends, Fahim.
I appreciate what Cindy wrote in Discord, because that wording,
phrase is beautiful.
Yes. Cindy, you need to say it, because it's what you wrote.
I am burdened with great wisdom.
Mm-hmm. Oh my.
Eric, how do you feel about all this?
You can, you guys, everybody can see Eric shudder and like gag a little, but he doesn't tell you why.
I am paying attention to gagging.
I ask him if he's okay.
I might gag a little too.
Yeah, all of a sudden, you know, after eating this plant, 2 of my friends look ill, and I'm concerned. Are you both all right?
I'm worried about Fahim gagging, because they don't usually make any reaction to anything.
I am okay.
All right, you guys just did. The two of you did well all of a sudden, and I don't know.
It's fine. It's fine. Please don't ask me any questions. It's fine.
Was it perhaps the food we brought? We did not know how to prepare it for you. Was it ate?
It might have been something I ate, but I don't think it was your fault exactly.
That sounds rather cryptic and specific, but I will leave it at that. All right. The next few subchambers of this very long cavern that you go through, there's not much to see that is informative of the fish people history, because apparently there was a bit of a cave-in. The part of a bow of a shipwreck is now the roof of this cavern for a good 100 feet. And whatever carvings were on the walls have been defaced to the point where there's not much to make out. What you are able to see is there is another image of what you can only assume is a representation of Ulfgar. And there is also a very long, sinuous creature with a few tentacles.
Yes.
That is on the same wall.
I'm looking at it.
And Ulfgar and this other creature are kind of sort of facing each other, but there's enough destruction in here that you can't tell if they're a part of the same picture or if they're two separate images.
What? And I point at...
Oh, creepy.
Fascinating.
Yes, that is not a word that I've heard used to describe the Kraken before, but I suppose it can be fascinating in its own right.
What? And I keep pointing at the picture, like, explain this. Unless I can do my own investigation check or something.
The carvings that explain the Tarrasque and its history are not in this cave. As I've said, there are many scattered throughout the world. Mm-hmm. Our best understanding is that it was once a servant of the Elder Gods, meant to do their bidding and whatever purposes that they desired. Such was beyond our understanding.
Can I learn more about this with either an Arcana or History check?
I would allow either.
You know what? Does the threat look anything like the thing from the very beginning of this campaign?
Why would you ask that?
Because I know you.
Does Bryn not have inspiration?
She currently has no inspiration.
Fix that.
All right.
I got a 16 on my Arcana check.
Okay, so the Kraken is something that you may have encountered in your studies, considering who your current patron is. You might have encountered them more frequently. They mm-hmm. are waterbound creatures that sometimes that they have taken up shop for themselves because their former masters have gone missing or whatever. Sometimes they still serve some eldritch horror that is unspeakable in nature and undescribable, only because if you say unspeakable and undescribable, you don't have to spend a lot of time speaking about them or describing them, and your word count goes down.
Nope.
They are incredibly malevolent towards pretty much anything. They do take upon servants that they themselves can become patrons for warlocks. And their end goal is pretty much dominating everything in their vicinity.
Yeah.
They're pretty bad.
So while I'm looking at this and remembering what I know, I'm holding my octopus familiar and making it pretend to be the Kraken.
Oh, no.
You know, a movie of tentacles like, rah!
Your bird friend appears to be attempting blasphemy on the highest of order.
I put the octopus down and I'm like,
No, it's fine. We do not engage with repercussions for blasphemy. Usually nature sorts itself out on its own.
I just shrug and then keep doing it. Just wanted to make sure I wasn't going
to
get yelled at.
I mean, she seems to like to mimic things.
I had not
noticed. Maybe it's respectful. Maybe in her mind, is it? Please tell me this is how you respect things.
I think for a moment and go, do the sure motion.
Well, I happen to have rolled an 8 on my insight check, so I will just assume that whatever you're telling me is correct.
Good thing I also plus 7 in deception.
Yes!
But I just kind of like nod and go along with it, and I put my octopus back down.
So I imagine you can understand why we were so eager to find your friend the dwarf. There is so much unknown. Was this one image? Was this two? It was destroyed long before any of us can remember. We attempted to patch it up as best we could, but there's not much to work with. As things are, it appears to be some type of climatic battle between your friend the dwarf and the Kraken, which undoubtedly would lead to your dwarf friend being utterly destroyed if he were fortunate.
We should go find him.
I think we have some other things to find them first.
It is quite fortunate that we were able to rescue you so that you could gain this information. Had you attempted to immediately go to the large building in your city or attempted to get on the boats in your docks, we would never have been able to save you, and things would have ended much differently.
Well, we are grateful for you saving.
Yes, very.
I wish we would have known that was happening, though. I wouldn't have fought with your people.
Why would they have a giant sign that said...
And I would have probably cast... attempted to cast fewer enchantment spells while I was being carried off. It's possible that Bryn was dumped in there with empty spell slots.
I am not apologizing for my actions.
I'm not surprised.
I just kind of look off, you know, like, once again, not like making a scene, but like definitely just looking off being like, don't look.
So you hear the sound of webbed feet padding very quickly across the cavern floor towards you. And another fish person approaches and goes back and forth with the interpreter for a little while. And he turns and looks at you and says,
did any of you have any pets that you were looking for?
Yes.
Yes. There's a few. One of them is a small dog that Peter would very much like to...
And there's a rat.
Yes. Apparently, on our trip here, you were noticed, and apparently more than one pet, which I presume would be yours, attempted very much to make its way here under its own power. I am told by here that they were able to help them ingest some of the plant that you partook in, so they are right now on their way here.
Oh, good.
Dissuading them was apparently not much of an option. Several of my people were killed.
By these pets?
Yes.
What size were these pets?
I have my snake on me, right?
That doesn't sound like shit.
You hear the sound of a hyena laugh.
Were any of them...
Oh, no.
...gnolls? Oh, no.
Bryn, give me a constitution save.
Uh-oh.
Oh, puppies! Big puppies!
Oh, no.
So many belly rubs!
17.
Better than
At disadvantage, you're half their size.
Oh, no.
Puppies!
11.
That is not going to do it. You are bowled over by 8 mangy gnolls who apparently don't know the word dentist in any language, let alone their own. They barrel you over and start licking your face.
Wait till you're done.
No.
Prestidigitate yourself.
Well, so, I'm prestidigitating their teeth.
So I turn to the interpreter and I say, okay, these are some ways similar to the pet we're looking for, but the one we're looking for is about this size. And I kind of like use my hands to show how little Mutt is. About like that.
We will continue to keep an eye out. In any case, I presume these are yours?
These are not.
Yes, they are.
Oh, well, maybe they are.
Since they're distracted to try and figure out their fur consistency.
Apparently they are ours.
I get really excited.
It's a long story. It's a very long story.
I have more test subjects. I mean, good thing none of y'all can hear my thoughts.
So the interpreter,
not unless
just,
you want us to.
So oh, yeah. The interpreter, who just told you his species' entire life history up until this point,
yeah,
nods sagely when Bryn says, "It's just a long story."
Yes.
Mood. Big mood.
So,
I need that big mood.
Sorry, I'm imagining Bryn looking at him, putting her hand on his shoulder.
Covered in dogs.
Covered in dogs. Saying, understanding that you just told us your entire species' life story, it's a long story.
Also, with all that, there's also a burb on the dogs poking them.
Right, and Uncle wouldn't know this long story, so...
Could we be, all be removing ourselves from the halfling?
They all back off immediately and sit down in front of you. One of them uses its back leg to scratch idly.
I guess you definitely know, Seth.
So, imagine, if you will, the hyenas from Lion King, but they're all Ed.
Oh, man, I am loving this.
Okay.
Oh, if they're all dumb, that means it's so much easier to give them nothing. Don't worry about it.
Okay, so apparently these are Bryn's dogs.
Right.
Yes, I just wasn't aware.
They're recently adopted.
It kind of happened after I ran off.
It is not
that makes sense.
It is not something a DM expected to happen, but the DM is still here for this content.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there, and I pulled a pocket watch out of nowhere. Don't worry about it. And I am counting how fast it takes for the tails to wag. There is science to be done.
Some of them wag faster than others.
I am doing like a whole like dot chart, finding the median and mode.
You have your inspiration back already.
Right. So shall we keep going? The volcano waits for no halfling dog, tiefling, human, or any...
The interpreter is already halfway out of the section of the cave.
Let's go.
Yes, let's all go.
Okay.
Can I ride the dogs?
You may most certainly may attempt to.
I kind of see if I can slyly climb onto one of the gnoll's shoulders.
I can think of no better role to do than an animal handling check.
The one time that this will be super... Apropos, let's see. 21!
Okay.
I guess you can. Yeah.
So, gnolls are kind of hunchbacked the way they walk. Their heads are always down between their shoulder blades.
My feet.
So, you are riding with your legs on either side of the gnoll's neck, but because it's leaning forward, it's a very comfortable perch.
Nice.
And it either is incredibly accommodating due to its dominated state, or it just hasn't noticed you, which
is possible.
More data is required for you to be certain, but you have formed a hypothesis that says that the second option is quite likely.
Yes. And every once in a while, I'm airing out my wings because they still have a little water on them.
Well, since they're your means of locomotion, as you spread your wings out, you have kind of a sensation of flying.
It's kind of amazing.
Okay. There is one more chamber that you go through, and this is a fantastically carved mural that shows the Tarrasque in combat with a creature with five heads.
Oh, I love this.
And large... Very large, bat-like wings.
I pull out my notebook I have, and I make sure that, I wave it a few times to get the water out. and then I try to draw it.
While riding a knoll.
Yes, yeah, so while riding a knoll. See, like, I don't need my arm. It's great.
Right, right, yeah.
We are not quite sure about this particular event. We assume it has not happened yet. We have no idea what manner of beast our god is fending off to save us in this case. But as it is always a merciful and just creature, we are certain that this being is evil incarnate.
It's me.
Does this piece of art creep me out as much as the one we threw back into the ocean did?
Every image of the Tarrasque is wrong to you. And this one is wrong in incredibly large detail. This particular chamber is about 30 feet tall. It's kind of scraping the roof.
Okay, let's move on. People to find, people to save. Let's move on.
Yes, I believe we have dallied enough here.
I agree.
Really quick sketch, not of all the details, but like just enough to get the overall image so I can think about it later.
Okay. One creepy image recorded into your book. Some kobolds would be interested in this information. It's a shame that campaign is not going to join up with this one anytime soon.
Yeah.
Because the kobolds are like three times your level.
Yeah.
Yeah, but my verb is three times the level of awesome.
You say that.
Just,
but you
just
don't.
In general.
You say that, but you don't totally know Daldane.
True.
Also,
I consider how many people who laughed to mean that the DM just got inspiration.
Oh no.
Uh-oh.
Also, I just want to point out, you don't often hear in D&D the phrase, the kobolds are three times your level.
It's because not every campaign is as awesome as ours. Duh.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. So the cave, it looks like there has been some work done in this section here, but mostly to seal off an area.
Who's
so that
this plastic surgeon?
I am not giving inspiration for that. I am not giving inspiration for that. I am not giving inspiration. This is like the don't laugh challenge is what this is. Trying very hard. Okay. Basically, it looks like this whole chamber was designed so that there'd be an air pocket, and you'd have to go down to get out because the air goes up and the water goes down. You get the idea. So you go down in a similar fashion that you went up at the beginning of the chamber, and there are more of this plant that you ingested earlier growing down here, so you are able to re-up, as it were.
I also pick a handful just to kind of put in my pocket.
Okay.
Because I think that's useful crap.
You might have some trouble getting it through customs, but we'll see.
You know what?
I must swim down.
Do you have any plant life to declare?
No.
No. Not at all.
Nope, just some fizzy candy.
Just some pop rocks.
Mentos.
Look, the Goodyear's blimp.
What's that hanging from it? It appears to be a large lizard-like creature. It looks so happy.
Wee.
Okay, that's an inspiration laugh. All right. So the rest of your journey, you are significantly closer at this point. So you are able to go up the ocean floor as it very steeply climbs up to the beach area. As you go higher and higher up, you do feel the temperature change in the water. Your ears pop from the pressure differential. You all feel like you have swimmer's ear.
Ugh.
Unfortunately, I know. Even the burb, which doesn't technically have ears, I guess.
They don't have, birds don't have exterior ears.
But they have interior ones, but still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really glad I'm riding the snow.
Mush.
Paige has a mount.
Yeah, I'm going to make a saddle.
I can see this. I'm here for this content. Okay, and as you crest the surface and come out of the water in slow motion as epic music plays in the background.
Bum, 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 bum.
That was my second choice for music. I was thinking more along the lines of to something like, you know, the theme from Rambo.
Bum, or, bum, 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 bum.
Or the original Predator movie. Or the original Terminator movie. Any of those are good. But as yes. Okay. As you crest through the water, you also crest through a layer of ash that's floating on the surface of the water. You all feel much worse for the experience.
Yeah, ew.
I don't think prestidigitation's gonna help.
I'll sort it out later. Flapping my wings once we're out of the ash.
Paige, give me another animal handling check.
Oh, yeah, because I'm riding an animal.
Well, also, yeah. All of the gnolls try to shake it off.
Yeah.
Oh.
You hear wonderful pop music playing
20.
As they shake it off. Okay, so you and the gnoll that you're on are in some... What's that playing in the background?
There's something.
Yeah, it's a Terminator theme.
I'm just afraid of a copyright strike is all.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Paige, you and your gnoll mount are simpatico. The way you're shaking, you sort of...
Yes!
It's sort of like... Yeah, it's... Well, more like you are a cross between the weirdest of totem poles... And a wacky inflatable tube man.
Whoa.
But you pull it off, and the city is in ruins. What few buildings are left standing appear to be smoking charred husks. There is a flow of lava that you can see off in the distance slowly approaching the city, although there was enough flaming ash and debris falling down that it was able to destroy most things before the lava would ever get here. The palace still stands. You can see it from here, though.
Okay, last I saw Ulfgar, he was on the beach. Do I see him here now?
You do not. You see a large number of dead fish people.
Okay.
Random question, slightly off topic, but related to the campaign. If the gnoll jumps somewhere, would he get flying powers like the cuckoo? Like when Link has a cuckoo? Oh,
sadly, no. More like you would both gain the ability to be subject to the law of gravity.
I just had to make sure because I was thinking about it, you know?
To quote something that I heard in another game recently, you can technically jump forever so long as it's down.
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure because I thought that with my perch... It might work out.
No, unfortunately. You can try falling with style, as Cindy has pointed out in chat. But you don't have anywhere to jump except back into the water right now.
However, I realized how drift compatible we were, I had to ask.
Yeah, it makes sense. Right now, there doesn't seem to be anywhere that you would be able to jump other than back into the water. With that said, with the amount of destruction that you're seeing in front of you, some of you in the party might actually be interested in turning around now, because fish people who worship a Tarrasque might actually seem nicer than what you're about to walk into.
Uh-oh.
Imagine, if you will, the first layer of hell.
Yay!
Oh, no.
I don't need to imagine it. I opened the kitchen door and...
There it was.
Yeah, this is actually, thematically, not too different.
I'm a tiefling, so...
I'm a bird with no sense of self-preservation, so...
Anka's very creeped out by this as well.
I'm very excited.
I have a familiar to find.
So everything's on fire and there's lava everywhere.
There's a small dog saying it's fine. It is unfortunately not Mutt.
Not Mutt, yeah. That's who we're looking for.
You can tell the difference because this small dog is wearing a hat and it has a coffee cup.
Oh.
Is it one of the gnolls?
The gnolls are just laughing. They think this is hilarious.
I love this.
One of the buildings in the distance collapses under the weight of all the burning timbers, and they just laugh louder.
Am I allowed to just change my familiar whenever I want after I've summoned it?
Unfortunately, no, actually. You've got to cast the spell again anytime you want to change it.
Yeah, gotcha.
I think. I'd have to go back and look at the rules, but I'm pretty sure that you have to cast the spell to change it. In the past, we've only really seen familiars change in our campaigns when they met an untimely demise, or very timely demise, depending.
Yeah.
And they're just like, I'm going to bring it back as this thing, which might actually not drown.
Right. That's happened.
That has happened.
Thinking about it.
You cast the spell again while you already have a familiar to make it adopt a new form.
Okay.
But you have the most adorable baby tentacled monstrosity.
Gotcha.
I am the tiniest of the elder gods. Fear me. Fear me.
The little octopus is just like, whoa. It's like, you know, the deadliest catch.
It is. I don't get the reference now.
I don't know.
Octodad. Okay,
it's the Octodad. Expansion for Octodad.
Oh, okay.
I don't get that either, but that's okay.
I have a vague recollection of Octodad, but I didn't really enjoy the Let's Plays for it. So,
see, I just imagine that Paige's familiar has those beautiful blue rings.
You know it, Octodad, deadliest catch. Can't be caught as an octopus. Always gotta be caught as a dad.
I think we've gotten a little off track.
Sorry. Yes.
Yeah.
And I say this mostly because I'm not sure what's going on anymore.
Look,
well, we've walked out of the water and into hell.
Well, because I was
DM is not quite sure either.
Yeah. If I could have changed my familiar shape,
are we ever on track?
Into an imp, but I can't, so I don't.
Okay. Well, you've just crested the surface, and we are going to be stopping soon because we have been playing for over 2 hours. Depends if you count the break or not. But what would you like to do now that you've seen hell?
Eric, would you like to lead the way towards the palace?
Face God and walk backward into it.
find a direct path to get to the matrix.
Okay. So as Mazir,
I'm going to try to keep a metaphorical eye out. Or if Chip is in range of familiar telepathy again.
Okay.
And while we're going, since I am on piggyback, I am doing a lot of investigating of the town as we go by.
Okay. You're learning a lot about the physics of fire.
I love it.
Wow.
seeing, as we're going up, Sister Castle was up.
Wait, speaking of which, what did happen to Sanctimonious?
He wasn't in the dome, so...
Okay.
Don't know.
Dome or something.
Yeah, he was on the beach when everyone decided to split up, but he didn't seem to go in any of the directions that any of you went. As you recall, he was always in favor of splitting the party.
He was, yeah.
But yeah, I was looking around, I'm more of looking also for where, fire might not be as a path.
Gosh, we may have lost track of Sanctimonious. Oh, no.
I'd rather know where he is than not know where he is.
You're just saying that because the entire city's on fire.
Yes, I am.
Forget about him. We can talk about him later. Not like the guy anyway. Let's get to my
fire. If I can get to a rooftop, then I'm going to scout ahead and see what the likeliest path is toward the palace.
The roof
is on fire.
It's on fire.
You might need some water.
Yeah, so I am scouting out a map as we are going up this on my null piggyback ride.
Okay. So you're looking at the city as it is now. Eric is looking at the city as he remembers it. Between the two of you, one speaking from a position of height and one of you speaking from a position of authority, I will let either of you roll a survival check to see if you can make a direct line, a direct safe line to the palace. Whichever of you prefers to roll, let them roll, but roll it with advantage because you are assisting each other.
My survival is plus one, so...
My survival is plus three.
Mine's plus four.
So I would suggest that we let... Yeah, Eric rolls with advantage because he has a bird helping him out. A little birdie told him some very nasty words in Primordial, but that's another story.
I did that wrong.
You get an advance.
So that's okay, 18 so and an 8.
14.
18.
18.
Because it didn't include the plus 4.
Yeah, it didn't. Okay. So I'm going to roll one more time.
Oh,
the first one I did have the K, it didn't do it right.
Yeah.
Oh.
So 18, okay. Yeah.
18.
Now, I'll let you take the 18. That's fine. You don't need to roll again. Because it's getting late. So with the 18, you do not, in fact, take a wrong turn on Albuquerque Street. You remember doing that several times in your childhood. So you're fine now. There is, however, a small bunny that seems to have taken the wrong turn on Albuquerque Street, and it is now...
Trying to find its way to Pismo?
Well, not anymore, because fire.
Yeah.
It is now being swarmed by bugs.
Oh, nice yep. Name there. Yeah,
I know. I'm here all week. Moving on. So, yeah, you're able to navigate the city streets pretty well. There's a few buildings that have collapsed that you're able to navigate around, thanks to a little birdie telling you which way to go. As the Kenku flies, you don't make much progress. But as the party walks, you're able to do it. And,
I can still dream.
I can't wait until you get to a level where you can take fly as a spell.
Oh my gosh, so good. I already can see through my familiar's eyes, and I summon a burp.
There's so many differences between Paige and Zili, but at the same time, there's certain aspects of this where I'm really thinking of Paige as Zili Part 2.
Yeah, I can see that.
And just so you know, because you're new to not just D&D, but to this campaign, Zili ended up getting wings, so if you see a large dragon, the best thing to do is to Misty Step into its mouth.
Right.
And then pray to a different god than the one you've been following. And
I think that's a bad idea for a warlock. Or possibly a good idea, depending on,
Suddenly, two large octopus tentacles spring from your back, and you gain swimming speed that's double that of your walking speed. Not the same thing. Doesn't work.
Cthulhu, give me flight!
Sorry, Cthulhu is currently sleeping. This is your wake-up call.
Oh my gosh, my cat is stuck on the screen.
That's usually my problem, but never mind about that. So, as you get closer to the palace... you see an increasingly larger number of dead fish people. Some of them smell disturbingly good when roasted.
Still no chip? I just realized now that was a really terrible pun.
Fish.
No. Own it. Own it. So, no. If chip is nearby...
Burning body limb.
You don't, to your knowledge, Chip has not died, but you don't think Chip is nearby, according to the route you've taken.
Trapped.
How about Faum, my raven?
I will say that, yeah, somewhere along the way, your raven just, like, swoops down and perches on your shoulder. Like, hey,
okay,
where you been?
I am looking so jealous.
Probably feasted on some of those roasted bodies.
Oh, a raven would, yeah.
Yeah. Poke the eyeballs out.
All right, I'm gonna use the spell slot and try to locate object to the gem.
Okay, what's the range for that?
Locate object is 1,000 feet.
And what's the range for you being able to control your familiar?
100 feet, I believe.
Okay. All right, so you're quite familiar with the gem because you may have studied it in the intent to keep it safe. totally. For
and
that
unfortunately,
purpose.
I am also quite familiar with the gem, as in the familiar has the gem, and I do not.
Yes. Yep. Well, it's about 900 feet away from you in the opposite direction of the palace.
Oh no, he's in the wrong direction.
And the route you've taken actually did not at all take you in that direction ever. You're making a beeline for the palace, which was in a different route that I'm not going to draw a map for right now. As you get to the doors of the palace, you do see the front gates are closed. There is a pile of fish person bodies in front of the gates that, if you are not squeamish, you could probably use as footholds to climb over. With a high enough dexterity check.
Nope.
I am not squeamish.
Me either. But I am also riding a gnoll.
If you attempt to have the gnoll climb over while you're still riding it, you're going to have to roll an animal handling check at disadvantage. Dang. I'm just saying.
So the gates are closed.
The gates are closed. There's a pile of murlocs in front of it. You'd have trouble holding on to the knoll as it climbs over a pile of fish people.
No. That's not my question. My question is, if on the knoll, can I just walk across?
The gate is higher than that. Eric may have waxed poetic about the architecture of this palace and how formidable and impregnable it is when the people inside want to stay inside.
I'll start my climb from the knoll's height. I'll start...
Okay.
So is
are the flesh gates golems closed
because the bodies are in the way or
you see no flesh golems. The gates do open out when they are openable. So yeah, these gates are gonna stay closed if the fish bodies stay there. But they likely were closed during said attack. So
right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's really still locked either way, but
all right, start clearing fish bodies. I'll get inside.
Okay. Well, first of all, Paige said that she was going to try to climb over. So go ahead and give me a dexterity acrobatics check.
Dexterity acrobatics?
Yeah.
Okay,
If you have proficiency in acrobatics, you roll that. If not, it's your dexterity roll.
Yeah. I have proficiency in acrobatics.
You are prepared to do loop-de-loops when you gain flying.
Yup, I am.
I should pick that up.
Huh?
Oh!
You have a mighty 10. So here's what happens. You get to the top.
And then I slide over?
In a manner of speaking. as you get to the top, your foot comes down on a murloc that is belly up. And you actually put your foot down right on its belly. And, there is some gas released.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
That makes it shift. Mm-hmm. And then you kind of find yourself rolling down the most disgusting hill you have ever encountered.
Not a fan of that.
No, most people would not be. A 10 is unfortunately not enough to climb Mount Murloc.
No.
So you find yourself...
I almost want to use my inspiration again. I almost
want... You find yourself plunked at the bottom of the pile while your fellow party members are trying to play the most disgusting game of pickup sticks they have ever encountered.
I just want to imagine that my octopus is at the top waving at me.
You know what? Fine. That's canon.
Stuck the landing. And I'm like, you dumb.
I'm laughing at the chat.
So, do you have any... Blah, blah, blah. Go fish.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Mazir, on the other hand, has slippers of spider climb.
Oh, you can walk up walls.
Yeah. I can just walk into the palace if I want.
Must be unique than the other guys.
Okay, so at
I'm going to
moment,
try to climb too.
Okay, back up a second. Because you've just watched a bird person fly down. And immediately after the impact, you hear a voice from behind you say, you need some help? And that's where we're going to end it.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Wow.
Thank you, everyone, for playing. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Tonight, we were joined by a bunch of awesome people. As always, we had Ellie, we had Eric, we had Ia, we had Jen, we had Millie, we had Cindy. Archbeth is hanging out in the chat, as usual. Plugs. Ellie has a social network over at elec.xyz. A lot of us that played the game tonight have accounts there. You should join if you're interested in gaming in any sort. It's awesome.
Eric. Mention Cogwheel Gaming to not get very quickly rejected, because I got a lot of spammers.
Yeah. Well, that's a thing, unfortunately. Eric streams on twitch.tv/untamedsin. That's S-Y-N, in case you're wondering. Io's mom writes books at elizabeth-mccoy.com. Jen has a blog and podcast at bookofjen.net. Millie has a lot of things, all using the magical Millie username, including streaming really bad fan fiction, not written by her, over at twitch.tv/magicalmillie. And we have a Patreon at patreon.com/cogwheelgaming. All proceeds go towards keeping the lights on and assisting me when I spend more money than we make from the Patreon on various things to keep the show running and making it better. Did I get everything?
Yeah.
I believe so.
I think so, yeah.
Join Ellie.
That too. Well, that's been said. All right. So until next time, this is Crash saying...
Why?